Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, angels. How are you? And it's a couple days before Thanksgiving, and this is the last show we're going to do this week because everybody's taking a break for the holiday, including angel coaches. So welcome to our show tonight, and what are we going to do one on? And I was like, okay, what to do a show on? And I thought, let's do one on life purpose, because that's what popped in my thoughts and in my meditation. And life purpose, soul purpose. You guys know what the difference is? Somebody asked me that the other day, so I'll share this. Your soul purpose is what you're here to do, okay, or to be. Usually that's recognizing that we're all part of God, part of the One, love, and that's really what we're here to learn, is to love each other, love ourselves. And sometimes we do that by balancing the karma out. Sometimes we do that, all the time we do that by, you know, realizing that you're my teacher and I'm yours, right? Every person you meet is a spiritual experience. I have a hard time with that. How about you guys? Especially when it comes to in the morning time when I'm driving on 95, okay? Or your own highway, right? And but we all, that's what our soul's purpose is to really, you know, what are we here to do, to be, to teach, to learn. And it's really about learning to love and being part of the One, the great I am. Every one of us. And some people call it Holy Spirit, some people call it Spirit, some people call it Buddha. It doesn't really matter. It all works. What is our that's our soul's purpose, okay? What is our life purpose? And usually our life purpose is the form that we take to learn our soul purpose, right? And we usually learn by contrast. So let's say that you're here to love and to heal and to teach, and you choose the form of a doctor or maybe of a crystal healer or whatever, or maybe you're here to teach, and maybe you're a student, a teacher for, you know, the public school system or whatever. So that's your life purpose. It's a form that you choose to use to teach your soul's purpose, which is all about love, which is all about, you know, developing that even more. And who are some ascended masters? Do you guys know? Those who are listening now or who have downloaded later, Archangel Michael is a great ascended archangel that will help us with the life purpose. Also, he helps us with courage and motivation, and helps us get our body, our physical body in line, as well as our spiritual and our emotional body, work, you know, that we can attract our life purpose and the people in the situation to make it happen easier and be fulfilled and help others find theirs. Excuse me, I got a bit of a cold tonight. So That's what Archangel Michael is a great angel to call on to help you with that. There is another angel, Bridget, or she's actually Ascended Master. Her name is Bridget, and she is the female form of Michael. She helps attract your life purpose, helps you develop it, helps you attract people, attract situations so that you can define it even more, right? Let me give you an example how that really works. I have a friend of mine, and she's actually an angel coach, and I hope she's on the phone tonight. She is. Donna, I'm glad you're here. But she started out, you know, really just trying to find her way after her husband died, right? They've been married for over 20-something years, and that's a hard one, right? And as she was going along, she knew she was here to heal and to teach. Started writing a journal about her, 44 days after her husband died, and she was led to do that. She works with Archangel Michael and Bridget. She works with them all. And then as she was going along, she defined it even more: vibration, visualization, lighting candles, invoking them, summoning them, praying, you know, has her own place that she works with them at. And so she asked for them to come to her and help her more. So I think one day when she was in the shower, she got a whole epiphany or an awakening that she was supposed to work with herbs and you know, to help heal people, heal their bodies, heal their soul, heal their physical, spiritual, and emotional challenges. Okay, I'm probably saying this not as well as she could because this is her life purpose. But how did she get on that path? She started with working with Archangel Michael, journaling about her journey with, you know, after her husband died, and that was part of her, you know, finding her life purpose and then developing it over time with, you know, meditating, visualizing, going to seminars, listening to our shows, speaking on our shows, and those kind of things. And her vibration was high, so she was able to, you know, get a what the next step. Okay, and there's always a journey, never a destination, right? I know she works with Archangel Michael. I believe she works with Bridget too. And some of you guys that are listening now, or download it later, work with Bridget. She, as I said, she is the ascended master, who is the female form of Michael. So you can work with them both. How do you work with them? Well, you guys really think it's better when you put a whole, you know, my dad taught me this years ago because he's a strong born-again Christian, has a wonderful relationship with God, but he has a place that he meditates and prays in the morning, and he says, you really need to do that. And over the years, different teachers, spiritual teachers that I've had in my life or listened to, have said, have a place in your home that you can pray and meditate or have a devotional time, whatever you want to call it. And so I have that myself, and I know that Donna has that, a lot of you others do as well. To have a place for you that is just for you to be center yourself, to pray and to meditate, and maybe light a couple of candles. You know, candles are wonderful. And ask them to come to you. Say, dear Bridget, come to me and help me to find my life's purpose. Dear Michael, thank you for helping me find my life's purpose. And thank you for giving me the courage to and be it and do it, okay? So that's something that you need to think about. Too as well. So find one or more that are comfortable to work with, because I'm going to give you a couple others here. Archangel Shamuel. People are like, oh, doesn't he work with Soul's Purpose and helping me find my key, right? Because he helps find lost things. And or helps you with your soulmate relationship, strengthening it and defining it more. He also helps with life purpose. I love him. He is amazing. So, you know, you can say, okay, I got a couple of them here that I can, you know, talk to him with. So say, hey, Archangel Samuel, help me strengthen my soulmate relationship. Help me, you know, develop it even more. And help me with my life purpose, my soul's purpose. I would use them both. And he'll do that, okay? And how do you know it's working? And remember, it doesn't necessarily mean it happens when you put it out there. Where's my answer? It happens when you least expect it and you're not pushing. It's kind of like when you're in a dream state and you're dreaming at night, you never have to push for an answer. It just comes to you. That's kind of how it is when you're meditating and praying. It will just come to you. And then you also have Saint Germain. How many of you guys know who Saint Germain is? He's great. He wears purple. First time I saw him, it was amazing. He was standing in my doorway, and he had this beautiful purple robe on, a very royal, right? Purple is actually the third eye, you know, the symbol, the color of the third our third eye that is in between our forehead, and it's the intuitive center. And he was there, and he had purple on, and he looked beautiful. Little zany kind of person, though. And gold shoes on. Well, that takes a lot of guts to wear gold shoes and have a purple robe on, right? But you know, Doreen Virtue has a book called Archangels Masters. I would really recommend everybody get that. It's an amazing book because it really works with all of them and what they do. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I have a little bit of a cold. Our Saint Germain doesn't really, you don't have to summon him. He'll come to you usually. And he works with miraculous manifestations or making things happen. He works with the violet flame, which is very cleansing and spiritual. And you have that. But just ask for Saint Germain to come to you. Or he'll see him, because you don't really have to ask. He just shows up, and he's great with working with very influential people with you and helping you open those doors. He's also great with helping you develop your life purpose and your next step. But a lot of times you'll see purple, or you'll see sparkles of purple light. And know that's him, okay? And he can be part of your meditation and prayer requests or prayer time, devotional time in the morning or in the evening. You know, and what kind of candle does he like? Well, you guess. You're right, purple. You can also use white. White always works. So he, you know, ask for him to come to you, and or know that he's there, because he finds you before you really ever ask for him. And ask him to give you what's your life purpose or your soul's purpose. I will share this with you guys. If you're listening to me tonight, or you're going to download it later, one of the things I do know is that you, most of the people that listen to this show are light workers in some form or fashion, and they're searching for answers. And, you know, we're motivated by inspiration or desperation, right? Things aren't working, or you want something new in your life, and you're like, how can I make something happen? How can I get what I'm looking for? And that is usually when your angels, your higher part of you, is shaking things up to make you pay attention, to say, hey, what you've been doing is not working. And if it's not working, it's time for change, okay? Because it's something, you know, it's like, have you ever changed this belief that you had, right? What does that look like? I'll give you an example. There was a time when I would only date guys, you know, that were, you know, looked a certain way or had a certain education and that kind of thing. It was years ago. And as I got older, I realized, you know what, I'm missing out on some great souls to really connect with. And I thought, the first time I, you know, said, let me do something different, because that belief about just dating a certain type of guy from a certain area, you know, because I used to only date Southern guys because I'm from the South, it was amazing. And I was able to open my mind up and really learn a lot about different cultures, okay? And this is, as I said, years ago. So, you know, if something is not working for you anymore and you're struggling or you have a lot of discomfort, it usually means that there's an awakening happening. I think that too, Blue Cooks said that, you know, that, you know, if you're, there's a disease or dish or a you know, things aren't working right, you know, it's usually your angels, your higher power, your higher part of yourself saying, hey, look at things. You need to develop something more within you. And that's called the action, right? Called to develop maybe your life purpose. You go, well, Tareen, my life purpose is to have great love. Great. Well, great. Maybe your life purpose is to have great love and be an example to others, okay? Because it's always about walking in truth and love and being an example, you know, for others to show them how to do the same. So just remember that too as well. But you have Archangel Shamuel, who strengthens soulmate relationships and defines them, and also helps with your soul's purpose or your life purpose. You have Archangel Michael, who does the same thing and gives you courage and motivation. You have Bridget, who is the female equivalent in the Ascended Masters of Archangel Michael, and they walk hand in hand. And then you also have Ascended Master Jermaine, who not only helps you with defining your life purpose, gives you miraculous situations that you can, manifestations that you can really, that will help you. What does that look like? Well, sometimes it's a healing. Sometimes it's a physical healing, spiritual healing, or emotional healing. Sometimes it's a large sum of money. I had a friend of mine that needed to, had to have a large sum of money to pay for a physical thing that she was going through, and she got it. So when you need a great big old miracle, the universe, right? Then Archangel or Saint Germain is somebody that you can really ask to help you. Well, maybe the miracle is you getting through the next couple of days with your family, right? Because they can be a bit of a challenge, right? Sometimes not. So, you know, inner peace. Maybe you need inner peace, and maybe you need inner peace in settling your own mind to help you develop that life purpose, soul's purpose. So ask for all of them, Bridget, Shamuel, Michael, and Saint Germain. I've done that myself, worked the whole day, saying, hey, help me find the divinity within me. And because it's in each and every one of us. And when we find that place within ourselves that is connected to God, all that is, the great I am, that's where miracles really start to happen. So get a couple of candles, light a white one for all of them, light a purple one for Saint Germain, because he's all about the purple, you know, wearing purple. The purple of the violet flame, which is very cleansing, healing, and it's amazing, a miracle in itself. And so that's all, you know, that's a couple of things that you can do there. And just remember, ask for you to find the divinity within you. Ask also to find the sweet joy of connecting with all these deities, angels, archangels, and ascended masters, and to help you find peace, develop your life purpose and help others do the same. All right, as I said, if you're listening to this call, I know that you have a special soul's purpose, life mission. For all of us light workers working together and helping the whole planet shift. I'm helping you, you're helping me, we're helping everybody else. So how cool is that? Anyway, you guys, I don't want to keep you too long because I know some of you guys are traveling, and I certainly appreciate you listening to the show tonight. It is my goal tomorrow. Hopefully I can get this done, okay, if I don't have a bad cold and I've been nursing it all day. That I want to put a special meditation out on Blog Talk, and I'll send an email out or put it on Facebook too about finding inner peace and building, finding your power, okay? Because that really has helped me heal on so many levels, with this mind, body, spirit, and also has given me a lot of peace, all right? So that is my Thanksgiving gift to you, if I can get that done. I don't want to sound terrible with a cold, so you guys keep me in your thoughts and prayers, and I will keep everybody in my thoughts and prayers. And if I get that done tomorrow, then I'm going to send an email out about it. If I don't, then I'm going to wait till Thursday when I feel the best, because I think everybody deserves that. And so I'll put a meditation out about finding your power. And also maybe doing one on finding inner peace. Works for you guys. And our next show will be next Tuesday night, making things happen, manifesting, and learning different techniques. We're not going to have one on Thursday, obviously, because it's Thanksgiving. And then on Sunday, people are out of town and with their friends and their families. So our show, relationship show, there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. I am not going to do, because I want everybody to enjoy their family. I know I am. I'm going out of town myself. So you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for being a part of our shows and really inspiring people with your words, your thoughts. And next week, I think next Tuesday night, I'm going to do angel reading. So somebody said I need to do that at least once a month. So I'm going to do that. /angel coaches, please like our page. Or if you're on my email, I'll send you an email out with it as well. And if you have a question, then let me know. And by the way, I'm doing yearly readings. They are amazing and fun with the archangels. So I just got worked through the last batch of people, so I'm doing them all through the month of December. But I like to do them once a year, and they are fun and amazing and magical. So if you guys would like one, let me know. And keep me in your thoughts and prayers. As I said, I'll keep you guys in my thoughts and prayers. And keep checking Angel Coaches. We've got a new site up, and we've got great things happening. And you guys are amazing and wonderful. And I will talk to you Tuesday night, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And I'll put a notice out on Facebook.com/angelcoaches if I get that the meditation done. So hopefully I can. This depends on how I sound tomorrow morning. All right, take care, everybody. Bye-bye now.